When Christy Deering began college 4 years ago, Wisconsin's unemployment rate was hovering just on either side of 3%. The latest state unemployment figure is 5.5%. Deering will graduate from UW-Green Bay on May 24th with a degree in accounting and business management. Even with a highly marketable education, Deering had serious concerns about her future.
I was frustrated, and I had no idea what I was going to do, and I didn't know if I didn't get a job, where would I go from there? So how would I be able to support myself?
Deering began her search last fall because she knew things were tight. The hard work paid off just a few weeks ago when she landed a job in the payroll office of a building contractor.
I probably went to 7 or 8 interviews, but I applied for a lot more positions than that. So this was my only job offer that I actually got. So.
Even though she found a job, Deering had to settle for a little less money than she would have liked. She also has a 45-minute commute. Those are concessions new graduates should be willing to make, according to the director of UW-Green Bay's Career Services Department. Linda Peacock-Landrum helps students develop interview skills, and her office invites employers to campus job fairs.
We have 2 recruiting fairs a year that we sponsor, and literally since the fall of 2001, our attendance has been down. Normally we've had a waiting list and we have over 85 employers here every time we have a fair. We've been lucky to break 60.
Peacock Landrum says students who do get jobs are finding opportunities in the service industry in fields like tourism, retail, or accounting.
So what we're seeing is there are some students who are really focused, understand it's difficult, are being flexible in their search, and then there are students who are just clearly in denial.
For some students, one way to postpone reality is to go to graduate school. Traditionally, about 8% of UW-Green Bay grads pursue a higher degree. Peacock Landrum says that number has doubled in recent years. Postgraduate work makes sense or is even required in some fields, but Peacock Landrum advises against just taking shelter from the economy for a few years. That can go against students because employers often prefer candidates with work experience. Still, grad school became an appealing route for another soon-to-be graduate at UWGB. Tracy Trummer has a double major in journalism and history.
And I had originally thought of going into the journalism field, and I had looked at jobs and just to kind of see what was out there, and I kind of decided against it just because I wasn't really interested in journalism as a whole, and decided, well, with history, it's going to be hard to find a job if I don't get a master's. So I decided, well, the best thing for me to do probably then is to go to graduate school.
Trummer starts a museum studies program at UW-Milwaukee this fall. She hopes the economy and job market improve by the time she graduates. It seems a lot of people, college graduates or not, are hoping the same thing.
People are very willing to talk, I guess is the best way of saying it, whereas I wouldn't do that if I was going hungry. Well, now maybe they're starting to go hungry, and that's a sad plight.
Kramer Rock owns Temployment, a Green Bay temporary employment company. Some college students see temporary work as a way to get their feet in a company's door, but they're finding competition even for those jobs. Rock says temp jobs started drying up in the fall of 2000.
For example, a large printing company that would have, because of a huge 2-million-piece mailing or whatever, would need 50 or 60 people for maybe a 3 or 5 week project, and that's virtually gone the way of the buffalo.
In years past, Kramer Rock might have hired some college students to work jobs like that for the summer. The seasonal work is a lot harder to find now. Perhaps the best anecdotal evidence of the tight job market is a drive down any fast food corridor. A few years ago, Rock noticed marquees begging for workers. The jobs paid $8 an hour.
A drive down that same street today, you don't see that at all. The signs never see the light of day because somebody's first cousin twice removed is told by their friend that there's a job there, and whang, bang, it's filled before it ever sees daylight.
Tracy Trummer would agree. She's the journalism and history major. Since grad school doesn't start for a few months, she needed a summer job. Trummer thought working at a bank would be nice.
The one bank sent a letter back to me saying that we're full, we have no more And the other one I never heard from, another one I never heard from. So, you know, some of them were responding, but obviously it wasn't good news. So,
instead of working in an air-conditioned bank this summer, Trummer will be a playground supervisor in a Green Bay City park. She says she's really looking forward to beginning grad school in the fall. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.